This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Congress has returned to the Capitol following its July 4th recess. At the top of the agenda, cutting taxes. Tomorrow, Senate GOP leaders will bring to the floor a measure eliminating the so-called marriage penalty, and they are likely to vote to phase out estate taxes later in the week. Versions of both proposals have already passed the House. Cutting taxes has long been a Republican priority, but GOP leaders have only recently found success by adopting a new strategy, wooing Democratic votes. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The marriage penalty relief bill aims to eliminate the additional taxes some two-income married couples pay that they would not be subject to if single. When the measure first came up earlier this year, 48 Democrats crossed party lines to support the GOP-drafted bill. Illinois Republican Jerry Weller today called on his Democratic colleagues to renew their support when the House revisits the issue later this week.
I want to extend the invitation to my Democratic friends on the other side of the aisle to join with us and make it a bipartisan effort to eliminate the marriage tax penalty. It's unfair. It's wrong. It's wrong to tax marriage. Let's eliminate the marriage tax penalty.
Even more House Democrats, 65, voted with Republicans to eliminate the estate tax last month. It's a remarkable turnaround from last year when only a handful of Democrats supported an $800 billion package of tax cuts, which President Clinton ultimately vetoed. And it's testament to the strategy drafted by GOP leaders who decided early on to break up an indigestible tax cut plan into smaller, bite-sized chunks. Robert Greenstein, director of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says Democrats are worried what might happen to them this fall.
What is going on is political fear. We've got an election coming up in November, and many Democrats are scared to death that they will get hit with one attack out after another, saying Senator X or Congressman Y voted to keep the unjust marriage penalty in the tax code and voted to keep death taxes that afflict people that own small businesses and widows.
Never mind that studies Greenstein has done show 98% of Americans never pay estate taxes, and of those that do, more than half were left estates of $5 million or larger. Greenstein says while most lawmakers understand this, their constituents do not. It's another testament to GOP tax-cutting strategies this year. By dubbing the estate tax the death tax, they've broadened the appeal of eliminating it. The marriage penalty tax bill has similarly benefited from a bit of subterfuge. While about half of married couples do pay higher taxes because they are married, an equal amount pay lower taxes, and the GOP measure cuts their taxes too. Texas Democrat Martin Frost, who chairs his party's caucus, says all Republicans have done is tear a trillion-dollar tax cut into little pieces.
And it still shows that they don't want to put money into other matters. They don't want to put money into education. They don't want to do some of the other things that Democrats are supporting, raising the minimum wage. They don't want a real patient's bill of rights. They don't have much of a program. They seem to be Johnny One Note, and that One Note is a trillion-dollar tax cut.
Senate Republicans have used parliamentary procedures to repackage the marriage penalty tax cut in order to prevent a Democratic filibuster, which is why the House must take up the bill again before it can go to the president. And it's not clear if, in the end, Republicans will be more successful this year. President Clinton has threatened to veto both measures if they reach his desk as they're now written. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.